there goes the match referee, Paul McLaughlin's full-time whistle, and it brings an end to Harps' unbeaten start to the season. It's finished Sligo Rovers 1, Finn Harps 0. The goal, Declan, coming 5 minutes into the second half, scored by their half-time substitute, Johnny Kenny. A nightmare mistake from Mark Anthony McGinley, one that he'll look to forget as soon as he can, but Johnny Kenny taking full advantage of a rare slip from the Harps number one.
Yeah, that's been the difference. And we did chat about, Dermot, that, you know, one goal, whoever scores first will probably win this game. That's the kind of game it was very tight. There was very little between both teams, and that was typical. I mean, the Harps of Farmers was very good tonight. Key player Siddiqui was excellent in the back. I thought tonight really marshalled the defence. Overall, Will Seymour was very good in the middle of the park, even though he was taken off. But it's been a good performance. It's been an excellent start as well. You know, we took that up at the start of the season where we're sitting at 10 points after 5 matches. What's really important now is that, you know, the lads recuperate very quickly. They're back on again now in Shrewsbury United against Longford, up in Longford. And that's the next scenario. You turn your attention straight away to that one. Obviously, is that a result? Obviously, one each. Was it 2-1 to Shamrock Rovers? Was it against Longford?
No, one apiece, though.
One apiece there. So we know that it's not going to be easy going to Longford. As you said earlier, there's no easy games in it. Every team's difficult, especially away from home. And not many teams will come to showgrounds and put up a good performance. Obviously, we lost tonight 1-0. But overall, it's been an excellent performance. And lacked a wee bit of quality at times. And that's been probably the main difference. A lot of positives taken out of the night's match.
Hard working display from Harps, and they matched their opponents right from first whistle. I suppose the only, apart from the result, Declan, the only downside, Harps didn't really create all that many good chances. Perhaps the best opportunity falling to Mark Russell in that first half, when his shot from a narrow angle was well dealt with by Ed McGinty in the Sligo Rovers goal. But you got to say, McGinty wasn't really tested all that much tonight.
No, and to be fair, I think it came his way. He dealt with it very comfortably. A really good find. One or two balls he came from and came out into the penalty spot and plunked them out of the air and takes the pressure off the back four. He's been excellent tonight. Yeah, listen, if you had a negative, Jeremy, that would be a negative, that we didn't create enough away from home. But it's not easy. It's not easy, you know. And to be fair, if we didn't concede that soft one, at that particular time when we did concede it, we were kind of starting to get a grip of the game, getting, a wee bit tighter. But that's the break sometimes, and you got to learn and you got to move on very quickly. And, we obviously have got Longford away in Tuesday night, as I already spoke about. We also have some Pats, the league leaders, coming to Finn Park at the weekend. So another massive match. And this is the hard part now for the teams, likes of Longford, likes of Harps, that are the part-time. Can you get in enough rest? Can you recuperate quickly enough? Because you've got to get back in again. And you're playing. You're off, obviously, tomorrow. You're Monday, and you're back at it again on Tuesday. And that's a difficult one. And at times last year, we did struggle when we had to play a lot of games over a short space of time. But it's really important and how we recuperate. And it's a big match again, and a big 3 points coming up on Tuesday night against Longford.
Looks like there will be a three-way tie at the top of the table, Declan, because Shamrock Rovers have indeed scored a second in their game against Longford Town. A goal 3 minutes into injury time from Sean Gannon. So they lead that one by 2-1. They're still playing at Oriel Park as well, where it's one apiece. But it looks like St. Pat's, Sligo and Shamrock Rovers will all be on 11 points tonight. Harps tucked in behind on 10 points before they go to Longford on Tuesday night for a midweek game, which, as you say, they'll be looking to respond with the right result after tonight's defeat.
Yeah, I suppose the interesting fact will he bring in a few fresh legs just for that match, but listen, to be fair, the players that came on tonight and the players that started, they put in a real hard shift. It was a difficult match, and Sligo are a good team. Let's take nothing away from them. They were good at spells tonight. Without being too fluent, they keep the ball very well. They make you work hard. You got to, when you're running after the ball, it's really tiring and exhausting and work, and pulls out of your legs. And to be fair, Sligo are good. They're comfortable. They can inject that wee bit of pace when they want to, with the two wingers, really explosive, with plenty of skill. But also, they're comfortable on the ball. They make the pitch very big. They're comfortable going from left to right through their centre halves into the midfield area and going out the far side where they have the danger people. At the end of at the start of the season, we would have took 10 points after 5 matches, and we have to be very positive for that.
So, a first defeat of the season for Finn Harps, a third victory along with the 2 draws for Sligo Rovers means They lead the way at the top of the Premier Division table, along with St. Pat's and along with Shamrock Rovers, if results stay as they are. It's a good victory for Sligo Rovers. They'll be delighted to get back to winning ways tonight. Johnny Kenny, the teenage substitute who came on at half-time, the match winner with his goal 5 minutes into the second half, taking an advantage of an unfortunate error from Mark Anthony McGinley, the Finn Harps goalkeeper, and has helped Harps to a welcome victory. They have won this one tonight by 1-0.